Whether you're in search of a great new bottle of wine or you want a rundown of the best brunch spots in the area, Mike and Stu have the answer. With a combined half century in the industry, they bring their wealth of experience to bring you the latest trends, expert opinions, and interviews with people in the know. They are the dynamic duo of dining.
Oh, it's a wine and food show, Stu.
It's a food and wine show, trust me.
Look right here, it's Sip and Chew. It's wine and food.
Because Chew rhymes with Stew, that's the only reason.
Oh, you glorified fry cook.
Yeah, grape killer.
Now it's time to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu on FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, good Sunday
morning. That's a cold, kind of damp Sunday morning, but this feels
dank.
This kind of feels like Christmas weather right here. Yeah.
I hate to disillusion you, Mike, but it's afternoon.
But you're right. I forget that. I've only been doing it the other way for so long, but forgot that we're here at
noon
time.
Well, it was morning when you got in here.
Yeah, it was. Barely.
It's morning in Denver.
Well, that's true. It's 5 o'clock.
And Santa Monica Pier.
Yeah.
So, welcome to the Sip and Chew Show with Mike and Stu. I'm Mike.
I'm Stu.
Charlie's sitting over there taking care of them cheese nabs. He's not letting go of those things. I hadn't eaten all morning, and those things look really good over there.
I'm not in the mind to share.
And I went up to the vending machine a while ago, and they took the doggone Barks root beer out of the machine. And I just can't afford their prices on the snacks up there. So
yeah, $2 for a pack.
I'll just do without. I'll have to get through it and wait till it's time to go to lunch
or
brunch, whatever you want to call it.
Brunch.
Now, whatever happened to all the people that used to come in here with you guys and brought free food?
You know, every Sunday I've always wished that we had a guest come in.
Well, you have to invite them, Mike.
Right. We'll get to it in the new year. We had to figure out what noon was going to be like before we could start hauling people in here.
Well, that's true. Yeah.
But we got more opportunities, too, now at this time slot.
Yeah. If you're a restaurateur and
got some free food you want to do.
They're kind of busy this time of day.
You can have us come in, and we'll do the show from your restaurant.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yep. When you're actually open, unlike most of the restaurants before, on our old time slot.
Yes.
I wonder about the people who used to tune in at noon to listen to anything but us, what they're thinking about us now.
Hmm.
Big pile of lunacy has been dropped into their noontime hour.
Yeah. So. But
yes.
It's, you know, I am enjoying my mornings as I get ready to come here, and because I had to go take care of some things before I get here that I used to take care of after the show. But I'm retiring from that at the end of January, so I won't have to deal with that anymore. So I can sleep late on Sundays after this.
The business that I used to do before we came in to do the show, I'm doing the exact same business. I just get to do it longer, and that's sleep.
Yeah. Yeah.
And which is very welcome when I have to close the night before, because you're closing and getting in after midnight and then having to be back up here and do the show is a little energy sapping at times.
It does.
I'm not going to lie. There were a few times I just stayed up, did the show, and then went home and went to bed.
Yeah.
That happened a time or two.
Done that, too.
Yeah. Yeah, but you weren't up working.
Depends.
You were working it.
Working it, baby.
Yeah.
So...
Anything happened this week that's exciting in the state of Alabama? Maybe University
football.
Of Alabama was the second best recruiting class in the country, and
Auburn jumped to
a surprising 16th.
I'll tell you,
and will likely be in the top 10 today.
I'll tell you what Uncle Nick tells us. Don't matter where you start; all that matters is where you finish.
There you go.
So,
well, there's no way y'all could duplicate what y'all did last year.
No, we don't have the players we did last year. But
I mean as far as recruiting.
Yeah.
That recruiting class y'all had last year was epic.
Yeah.
It was historic. So,
yeah.
And that made it easy fodder for people to recruit against you this year. It's like, oh, yeah, best recruiting class in history last year in Alabama.
Yeah.
You know, in history. So, yeah, go on.
History.
Didn't get a single 3-star last year. Nothing but 4 and 5 stars.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, go on there. You know? And then Jimbo took the lead this year. You realize 1, 2, and 3 are Texas A&M, Alabama, and Georgia.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's a huge gap between number four and number three. Impressive again. What Brian Harsin did at Auburn, that is next to Deion Sanders buying a player from Florida State. But
I thought that was crazy.
Here's the deal. The kid gets supposedly an NIL deal worth $1.5 million from a company that Deion Sanders owns.
Wow.
But here's the real deal. Deion Sanders is going to be the head coach of Florida State next year, and that kid's going to be playing at Florida State. That was Deion letting Florida State know, come get me when you fire this coach next year, because he's gone. I don't even know who the coach is at Florida State.
Yeah.
And I don't know if he is the second, third, fourth, fifth coach since Jimbo Fisher left. It's how irrelevant that
program
is.
Well, how many have there been since Urban Meyer? No, that wasn't Urban Meyer. Yeah, Jimbo Fisher. Boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's something that's all the Urban Meyer stuff. That's a soap opera right there.
Oh, that's what he is everywhere he goes. He didn't quit Florida. He was fired.
No,
at Florida because he
had a heart attack, or said he had a heart attack.
No, they used the heart attack cover up that he started a rumor about Cam Newton getting kicked out because of cheating, which is a federal crime, and the FBI got brought into that investigation, which is why nothing happened to Auburn, because the FBI came out and said this entire thing's a frame job.
Yeah,
and if we can ever get a paper trail, Florida and Mississippi State were going to go on probation for it or lose athletics altogether. The fines would have crippled the university.
Oh, yeah.
You cannot talk about a student or former student's record at a university. It is a highly protected thing, and the federal government takes it seriously. The universities do because it can affect your accreditation.
Yeah.
And Florida stood the chance of losing accreditation for all their undergraduate school because Urban Meyer was mad that a player went to play for a different school.
Yeah.
He is getting his comeuppance. Now, they said after he kicked the place kicker that the rest of the team just stepped back and was like, if he wants to whoop you, we're going to let him.
Mm-hmm.
Be glad you didn't kick a defensive lineman. Every player on that team is ready to take a swing at that man.
Yeah.
Every coach, the new interim coach, was just talking about what a horrible person he is.
Well, it seems to leave a trail of that everywhere.
Yeah, he does.
So.
Yeah, he does.
But anyway, on a happier note, it's Christmas week. This is our
Crima
show going into Christmas. And
so that would be
days.
Our Crima show?
Crima show.
Our pre-Santa show.
You know, we've got some things to talk about. And
I hope.
I got a few places I ate at this
Did
week.
You know?
Really good. So
well, that's
we'll
good.
Get around to that.
Yeah, we will.
Got some birthdays. And
Yeah.
And
last Christmas recommendations of the year, gift recommendation.
Yeah. So
we got quite a show planned for you folks today. And still 2 minutes left of this segment, so we got to make some stuff up, Mike.
So I don't know if I've told everybody, but at the end of January.
Of 2022.
I retire from the wine business after 35 and a half years.
But
I'm not going away completely.
Right.
I'll still have my thumb on it.
We'll still do wine dinners.
Be enthusiastic about it.
Valentine's, if y'all want us for Valentine's, y'all need to jump on it because there ain't but one day that we can do it.
Yeah.
And that's Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you can have us any night that week.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Any other night.
Yeah.
Any other week, you know. We'll cook you up some Irish stew for St. Paddy's Day if you want us to.
Yep. did you see the fish special we ran Friday?
No.
I did a traditional fish and chips, Alaskan cod in a beer batter that I made with Andy Gator.
Oh, really?
And then I did the tartar sauce I used to do at Lucky, the Irish stout tartar sauce with Guinness and malt vinegar mixed into it.
Oh, wow.
And sold out by, I think it was 2:30, 3 o'clock. So apparently, Chris Sherrill and I are not the only two people that every now and then want fish not fried in cornmeal.
Huh.
But it went over quite well, so we're thinking of doing it again for St. Patrick's Day, and my sous chef, Corey J., had the brilliant solution of saying, let's put some green food coloring in the batter.
That's an idea.
Yeah, green fish and
grits. I'll be darned.
Yeah. So we may have some green fish and chips flying out there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a pretty good little special.
Oh, wow. Sounds good.
Yeah. And I guess wine
and
sales
the food color. The food coloring wouldn't change the flavor at all, right?
No, unless we use, like, spinach or something. Well, we're just going to put the green dye in the beer and then mix the beer.
Oh, okay.
343-0106.
That is that Callahan's Irish Social Club text in line. Hey, text us your favorite Christmas songs.
Or movie.
Just text them. Don't call us with your favorite Christmas song, but
yeah.
Text us your favorite Christmas movie. Songs.
Which is yours is Die Hard. That.
Mine is Die Hard, yes.
And mine is Holiday Inn, the quintessential Christmas movie.
Yeah, absolutely.
All the others live up to it.
To put a little Christmas cheer in the mix.
Oh, absolutely.
You got some textual messages up there about their favorite Christmas song.
Santa Claus is Coming to Town is said by DC. That is his favorite movie.
Okay, and our good friend David Hubble.
David Hubble. Let's see. My favorite Christmas song is Time Between Baby, It's Cold Outside, and Marshmallow World. Both what?
Yeah, you've heard Marshmallow
World.
Yeah.
I don't know. Both by Dean Martin.
Okay. It's a Marshmallow World into something, and the something is a something something.
And Christmas Vacation. Oh, wait. A second thought.
We love David Hubble here.
Yeah. So I want to see how many people say Die Hard is their favorite.
This is my favorite that's playing.
Right. So anyway, we want to thank our sponsors, Le Bichon Wine and Tapas Bar, Bob's Downtown Diner, and Hall's Sausage
and
Meats.
Wholesale.
And Wholesale. That's wholesale. Right. They do wholesale.
They sell the whole meat.
They'll sell the whole meat. Yeah. But I wanted to point out some birthdays here.
Birthdays.
Yesterday was Billy Stitt, William Stitt, Bacon Guy.
The Bacon King.
Yeah.
The Bacon King of Fish River.
That's it. Right over there on Highway 181. Old 27 Grill he had forever.
Technically Fairhope.
It's called Billy's now.
Yeah, Billy's Old Billy's. 27 Grill, isn't
it? Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and it's the full thing.
And he said he has a theater there. A
band
a studio.
I know that.
So anyway, studio. Happy 86th birthday. I love watching this guy, Chef Jacques Pepin.
It's amazing. I was talking with our pastry chef the other day and said, have you ever seen any of his show from Food Network, Chocolatier? And she goes, I'm not sure that I have. And I said, he would like go into a dollar store and grab bath mats and stuff and turn them upside down and just layer chocolate across the whole thing and then peel it off and it would have the bath mat pattern in it and just gave great texture for cakes and stuff. She said, yeah, it's one of her favorite, one of her most influential chefs.
Okay. Want to point out past Friday, the Oyster City Brewing had their grand opening this past Friday.
There we go.
I forgot about it.
I was rather busy cooking up a storm, but did you see the picture that Wes posted of West Wine Bar or Food Bar's bar.
I've
beautiful
seen
what he's
I've
done
looked
with
through
that.
The window. I've looked the peeking through the window.
He's really made that space
I'm
so
to
much
catch him
so much prettier and
trying to catch him now.
So sophisticated.
I got business to talk to him about.
All right.
But also today, folks.
Today.
If you were there 30 years ago, you would know what I'm talking about. Haley's downtown on Dolphin Street. It was like the second bar down there to open up. Today is their 30th anniversary.
It was not Loda back then. It was, why are you building a bar on Dolphin Street
are you
in downtown
kidding me?
Mobile?
Are you kidding me? I think.
Who's going to come? Homeless people?
G.T. Henry. I know 462 was the first bar, and it later turned into G.T. Henry's. But Haley's opened up, they've been there for 30 years, and I used to sell beer to them. And Haley, she's a big wine lover. She loves wine lover. And then they're the group that came up with the name Loda.
Yeah.
They created the term Loda. And what happened to my ears?
Yeah.
Right over here on the highway again, on the service road, La Cucina has reopened.
La Cucina. Excellent.
La Cucina. La Cucina. La Cucina.
Finally got enough employees to open the second one back up.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I know where we're going to lunch then.
I don't know if they're open for lunch. They may just be open for now. I hadn't seen any cars during the daytime.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Congratulations. That's one of the best and most authentic Mexican restaurant you can eat at in this area.
Yeah, they're
home base.
They're well known for their place there at University and Airport or Airport and University.
And then there, I guess you would say it's their cousins now. It was a couple that worked for them for a long time, opened Rio, and then Via Del Rey, which is on Chillingers.
Yeah.
So thanks to that first La Cucina, now we have four phenomenal, authentic.
Yes.
Mexican restaurants.
Yes.
If you go in there and the tacos are in a crispy corn shell and the cheese is yellow, you're not eating Mexican food. You're eating American food.
Mm-hmm.
You're eating Tex-Mex. And there's nothing wrong with Tex-Mex.
No.
I love Tex-Mex. Our Los Rancheros, and Hacienda San Miguel in Aztecas, those are incredible examples of Tex-Mex. But go on with your list.
No, that's it.
Okay, good. I was segueing.
I wanted to point out these accomplishments and achievements and openings and birthdays and
recognize people that need recognizing. Hey, I know you.
So, but it's glad to know these people are celebrating what they're celebrating, and if you happen to be at Billy's today, wish Billy a happy birthday, a belated birthday, because it's actually yesterday.
Now, I shared it on our Facebook page earlier this morning, but Panini Pete shared an article.
Oh, yeah.
That recently came out, and it's I didn't pay enough attention to see who the organization was, but someone went through and apparently tried every Diners, Drive-In, and Dives restaurant that has been featured, which is, I don't know, 300 or 400, and named the best one in each state, which Panini Pete's. And I honestly would take issue with that. I would say Sunset Point.
Okay. All right.
But I think Pete would be okay with that.
Yeah.
But Panini Pete's, really, the visit that Guy did to Panini Pete's when Pete and Guy first met and became friends was seminal to what we've talked about with the restaurant renaissance here in downtown Mobile, the Eastern Shore.
Yeah.
That visit from Guy Fieri on that episode, and he also visited Mancy's antique shop and one other place.
Guy's Gumbo.
Thank you, Guy's Gumbo.
Which is now Bay Breeze Cafe.
Right. That was seminal in putting this area on the map.
On the map, yeah.
Letting people know, hey, there's great stuff going on in
that
this community.
That one show with Pete was a segue.
Yeah, it opened the door to
get it.
The gigantic food, which came to town and filmed it at Beer Garden, and I placed a ball game, I forget where. And then we had the great food truck race coming to town, and that's what cemented it.
Oh, yeah.
Because they had never had a crowd show up at any of the great food truck race events in any city that compared to what Mobile did.
Well, I was there.
Right.
Me and Brandon.
I stopped down there. I ran down there right towards the end.
But when I said that's the Segway, if you remember in the show, they got on Segways and rode
around
town.
Because Pete's a big Segway guy.
Or was. I hadn't seen him on a Segway in a while.
Hey, and you got a few other people.
Let's see here what we got here.
I'm seeing just names right now. Are they sending pictures? What's going on?
Let's see. Yep. I'm almost ready to open somebody. Oh, La Cucina from Celeste.
Somebody sent us the information.
Yeah, well, thank you.
Excellent.
Appreciate that. Oh, it looks like they've really done some work on it, too.
Yeah.
Here's somebody else, Roger in Baldwin County.
Excellent. We are so happy they are open. That is one of my favorite restaurants. They have a sandwich, and I can't forget the name.
Look at them sitting at the table eating.
This is a Mike Bailey sandwich.
What's that?
And, you know, it's a torta, which is the Mexican street sandwiches. They're fantastic. It has, like, chorizo, grilled chicken, carne asada, puerco of some sort, whether it's, you know, Alpine store or whatever. But it's got, like, every meat you'd see in a taco.
Yeah.
And a butterfly grilled taco, or hot dog.
All right, I'm told that we got to go to break.
343-0106.
It's the Callahan's Irish Social Club text in line, which we're getting texts. And
and stuff.
Celeste just texted again.
Yay. Yay. It sounds very
sick. With a little slice of love. I got no clue what the chicken pot pie is made of. Just know everything's doing fine down here in Launch Ladyland. Net on my head, 'cause my red hair is falling out. I wear these brown orthopedic shoes, 'cause I got a bad case of the gout. I know you want seconds on the corn dogs, but there's no reason to shout. Everybody gets enough food down here in Launch Ladyland.
Sing along.
Silver
if you
you know what movie this introduced us to this song? Charlie may know. This, like White Christmas, was introduced in a Christmas movie. We were talking about favorite Christmas songs, favorite Christmas.
It wasn't Die Hard?
Nope, nope, nope. Charlie, if I tell you Bob Hope is in it, does it help?
No.
The Lemon Drop Kid.
Oh, okay.
Great movie.
Okay.
Great movie. And it introduced us to the song Silver Bells.
I wonder if I go home and stream it this afternoon, I could watch that movie. What was the name again?
The Lemon Drop Kid.
The Lemon Drop
Kid. I used to love him and Lucille Ball, and did a movie, one movie together called Fancy Pants. And he was a butler. And it went out west.
Yeah. It is Bob Hope at his absolute best in this.
Yeah.
Even though Bing's not there to play off of him.
I always loved the Bob Hope Christmas show.
Mm-hmm. I love the Bing Crosby Christmas show.
Okay, that. And Andy Williams. All the good old days.
Yeah. But Bing was, when it comes to Christmas, no one or nothing tops Bing Crosby.
Right. And my favorite was
the Bing Crosby one was where David Bowie knocked on the door. And they did Little Drummer Boy.
That's my favorite. Yeah. Favorite rendition and favorite song, Christmas song. Besides, I do love Bob Seger's Drummer Boy and a slide guitar. But
it doesn't have anything to do with Christmas. But my parents got to see Bob Hope in person.
Oh, wow.
When they were stationed at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba.
I'll be darned.
Before it was, some kind of ISIS prison.
Right, right. No. So. But anyway, we've been getting texts in, folks. So thank y'all, man. Thank y'all for the text.
Keep them coming. Same number as the call-in number.
Yep. And thanks for Callahan's for sponsoring this so we can get... Are you going to share some of these Christmas songs? David Hubble was...
Still talking about La Casina. Those aren't Christmas songs.
That's Merry Christmas.
But you might want to click the
Michael.
Mouse.
Question burning in everybody's soul this week is, where'd you eat?
Home and work. It's Christmas, man. Yeah. I'm too busy this time of year. I don't have a life this time of year when you're in this industry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I know what you're
just about. Pray that they're going to be closed on Christmas Day so you don't have to call in. but Greer's is, they're closed Christmas Day. Closing early 6 p.m. Friday night. So if you wanted to order any of the ham or turkey dinners, you need to get on it because at 6 o'clock, we're gone.
Y'all got Marcus again this week on the roof, yeah. Well,
thank you for letting me know. So, yeah. Wait, Friday night? Because we close at 6.
I know.
All right, Stu.
I have to go back. I'm going to go back and review
maybe Thursday. We scheduled one Thursday event, and that may be Marcus. Oh, Charlie is breaking into the Christmas gift. He's opening the Amazon Christmas bag where they do the wrapping.
Well, I was going to say, the wrapping is so pretty, you hate to tear it up. And I finally figured out.
Well, you can reuse that bag if you want to get margaritas something.
Or just put hand it to me and I'll reuse it. I'll put yours in it next year. That's the funny thing with me and a couple of my nieces, adult nieces, is Christmas for us is just re-exchanging the Christmas bags we gave each other last year. And I was putting some stuff in Christmas bags this week for the family, and I'm like, I'm pretty sure that 2 years ago I gave Amanda a gift in this exact same bag.
Oh, wow, look at that.
Oh, man.
He enjoyed the week that he had my Tascam headset so much that I said, I got to go online and get Charlie his own set of very comfortable headphones.
Oh, yeah. Well, I appreciate that, Stu. Thank you very much.
Those are nice.
Yeah. Koss is a great brand.
Yeah. I'm very happy with the call. Looks like we got a call coming here in a second, too, unless they're calling for something. They're probably calling me and going, where's the other half of the golf show at?
Either that or it's Phil's fan club.
But I'll tell you.
You mean his mom?
I'll tell you where I ate at this week.
Tell me. Please tell me.
I went to a new place. I had a guy recommend a few places in Foley for me.
Okay.
So I went to the Copper Kettle Tea Bar in Foley.
Tea Bar?
It's right there by where they do, on Chicago Street, where they do the big dinner on the stars.
The Chicago Street dinner.
It looks like something from The Hobbit. It's got the round door and all that.
Really?
Well, they have like 100,000, 1 million different teas there. But when I placed my order, I got the
small
pork sandwich and a green bean casserole soup.
Oh, really?
That was interesting.
Well,
because everybody,
it would be cream of chicken soup with some green beans and some onions on top, essentially, right?
I guess, but it was really hearty and it was delicious, and I loved it. And I should have bought a pineapple take home with me, but they were running low.
Yeah.
But I love stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I asked him for a sweet tea. they had to make me one.
It's not that,
that wasn't
kind
on the menu.
Tea, Mike.
That wasn't on the menu, but
it's not that,
that was
kind
pretty
of
cool.
Tea
it's
shop.
A really cool place. Yeah. They were real busy. And they had a little yard sale going on out front. It was a cool, cool place, and I will be going back there again. But it's called the Copper Kettle Tea Bar in Foley. Really cool place. Very eclectic.
Speaking of eclectic, we have Cookie on the line.
All righty, Cookie.
Merry Christmas. Cookie.
Merry Christmas, and thank you for calling me eclectic.
That is about as good a compliment as I can give anyone. It means you are not a cookie cutter. You're not a mindless sheep following the herd.
Yeah.
Well, not all the time. I mean, I'm not above being a cookie cutter, but, it's like
But only when you're cutting cookies, right?
Stuff happens, I try to roll with it, right?
Right. But you were never a big Justin Bieber fan, right?
Who?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, there you go.
No, actually, I do. I have heard of him, but no.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know.
That makes you a good person.
I haven't really heard any of his music.
It's because there's nothing original about it.
That I love.
It's all cookie cutter.
So what are you doing for Christmas this year? Or why did you call? You must have had a reason why you called.
I guess we should let you tell us why you called first.
Well, I called because I wanted to annoy you, of course.
Oh, okay. You failed miserably.
We got 2 weeks left to do it.
What other purpose would I have, right? But no, actually, annoy you in a loving way.
Right.
Oh.
I mean that sincerely. All right.
You're the egg in our nog.
You sincerely annoy us.
Tis the season, man.
Lovingly annoy us.
I mean, come on. Isn't everybody annoyingly, lovingly, their family, stuff like that.
My cats annoy me, but they love me.
You invited them into your house.
Or not. whatever, you miss them when they're gone. I'm telling you.
What, the cats or the family?
The cats are not family?
No, I said cats or the family. Which one do you miss when they're gone?
And I said the cats are not family?
The cats are not.
They are my family.
Dogs are family. Cats,
they are my family.
Cats own you. Their property.
you don't own the cat.
You merely finance its lifestyle.
They give you the privilege of taking care of them.
We're here because we're here because we're here because we're here, right?
There you go.
I mean, all of us, it's like whether you're a snake, whether you're a cat, whether you're a dog, whether you're a radio host.
I'm here because I have a radio show. you mean... In the universe. Okay. I thought you meant why I was at the station. You mean we're here because we're here in the universe.
No, that's because that was a song we used to sing on the buses when we were going to the football games. Come on.
Okay.
Mike's bus was towed by a donkey.
I was on a short bus.
Yeah, you know, but I'm sure that Marcus and Ebony, you know, and the folks that are, I hope that is still going on down there, the jamming and stuff. I just hope that there's some jamming going on. I can't go out to it myself right now, for other, reasons. I hope that there's some jamming going on with some of the local musicians, because we have had, how is that for correct grammar? Some incredibly great musicians.
We do.
Oh, we do.
We're so gifted in this area.
The other night, they at the Cedar Street Social Club, they had a Christmas jam Wednesday night, 92 Zoo put on, and it was a big crowd there and a lot of great musicians. And Simone French was there because she just got through playing at Callahan's. And then they packed up when they got through at Callahan's and went over there. They just kept it going. And then I think another one coming up that's a fundraiser for the homeless people with food and health care products they need.
Oh, excellent.
So they've got another one.
Plus socks and underwear.
Socks for sure. Socks are very important. Keep your feet warm during the cold weather.
If we get any.
Yeah, we got a little right now.
Exactly. Who can't use that? You know. Right.
Exactly. And
we've got to be realistic about this. Well, whether we want to or not.
Yeah.
Right.
We've got to be realistic about everything, whether it's recyclable and or usable and helpful.
Right.
And who it's going to help and where it's going to help and what's going to be happening.
Exactly.
I mean, we can't afford, I'm sorry, I don't mean to be too philosophical, but we can't afford to be building more plastic islands in our oceans.
Absolutely, you're right.
And that's a wonderful way to take us to break, Cookie. Thank you very much.
Cookie, thank you. Have a Merry Christmas.
You too.
Merry Christmas.
All right.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Bob's Downtown Diner. Good old American cooking nestled in the entertainment district of historic downtown Mobile. Made from scratch breakfast served all day, every day, starting at 7 a.m. and featuring home-cooked lunch specials to boot. Located at 263 St. Francis Street, or as we call it, the corner of Fat and Happy. Call 251-405-1497.
Whether you run your local bookstore or the neighborhood boutique that everyone loves, small businesses like yours make gift-giving possible. Now, Comcast Business has a gift for you. Introducing the Gift of Savings Sale. For a limited time, ask how to get our best deal of the year on a gig bundle. You can get a $650 prepaid card when you switch to Comcast Business, the network that can deliver gig speeds to the most businesses. That's $650 to spend on whatever your business needs. You could even reward your team for another big year. Or if you want another way to save, you can also get started with internet and voice for $35 each a month when you buy both with a 2-year price guarantee. So give your business the gift of savings today. Comcast Business, powering possibilities. Offer ends 1/2/22. Restrictions apply. New Comcast Business 35 megabits per second internet and one voice mobility customers only. Early termination fee applies. Requires EcoBill and AutoPay. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. Call or go online for details.
Cammy at Cammy's Old Dutch Ice Cream Shop wishes you a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Pick up a half gallon of your favorite flavor to go with your holiday meal. Cammy's Old Dutch Ice Cream Shop on the corner of Old Shell and Florida. Over 50 years and still dipping.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
Shop like it's 1999 before all the Barbies were stuck out at sea.
In 2021, let's give our local businesses our support.
Buy local from Robertsdale Power Equipment, Gulf Coast Tools, and Good Morning Mattress in Mobile.
Louis Arata with McConnell Automotive is here, and we're talking about buying cars at McConnell.
That's right. Call Gene or I, 251-476-4141. Give us the VIN and the miles, a little description of the car. We'll give you top dollar for it. We're buying cars all over the place.
And if someone would like to sell you their car today or buy one, where can they find you?
You could find us at McConnell Automotive. We're in beautiful Midtown on Dolphin Street, east of I-65.
And the phone number?
251-476-4141.
Thank you, Louis.
Thank you.
Y'all can start talking whenever you're ready.
I feel so watching the harpsichordist.
I feel so sophisticated when I listen to this.
The instrument that opened this is the harpsichord. It was
right.
The predecessor to the piano.
Right.
Yep.
The difference, other than, you know, that certain mm-hmm. sound, is that harpsichords, you couldn't hit a note and hold it and it sustained. Mm-hmm. It just went dink. So mm-hmm. if they needed a long note, they just went dink, 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 like that. And it also did not have volume. It's the same volume, no matter how hard you hit it or anything like that.
Hmm.
So when this new instrument came on long, they named it because it could play soft or loud. Mm-hmm. The Italian words for that being piano and forte.
Oh, okay.
The original name of the piano was the piano forte.
Hence one of the three pedals underneath.
Right. Well, you control the volume with your hands. The pedals underneath control sustain and various other little tricks.
Oh, wow.
To make it sound good. But the volume is how hard you hit it. And they had never had a keyboard instrument prior to that had done it.
I didn't listen that day when I was taking piano lessons. I didn't listen that day. They were talking about piano theory, piano forte.
Yeah, the piano forte was the original name of the piano.
So do you play, Mike?
No. I spent 2 days in piano lessons, and I said, this is boring.
I spent 2 years taking it in college, because if you're a music major, you have to know how to play the piano. Because, yep. And it really does, if you're composing, arranging, or anything like that, it helps you visualize the notes. In our music theory class, they just had a fake plastic keyboard that hung up on the wall that
right.
looked like one octave of piano, so we could look at it and visualize how the chords would be played on the piano, and it helped us write the
Jason music. Says that the harpsichord plucks the strings instead of hits them like a hammer.
There we go, Jason. Very nice.
So what now, instrument did you play?
I got a scholarship on trombone.
Wow.
And my minor instrument was classical guitar.
Yeah.
Piano is required for everyone. Mm-hmm. And then if you were a music major intending on being a band director, you eventually were going to have to learn how to play every instrument in the band. And I had learned how to play clarinet. I would have to start over again to do it again. But by learning clarinet, you at the same time, you're learning all four saxophones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the woodwinds.
Yeah, it's all the same fingering and everything. The mouthpiece changes whether you're in the soprano voice, alto voice, tenor voice, or bass voice, or baritone voice, because mm-hmm. baritone sax is cool. Love a berry sax.
So no, could you blow a trombone after you ate a box of crackers?
That I could
do. I want
to
get us back to food.
Right. I could. I bought a new trombone a couple of months ago, and I have not played it much. I play it long enough for the dogs to freak out, and then mm-hmm. I put it back down.
Yeah, my son
neighbors
played.
But
I do,
neighbors
I do want to get my chops back.
My son played trombone at Davidson.
So go Warriors. Anyway, they got a good girls basketball team over there, by the way. Stu?
Yes, sir.
Any suggestions? I got to buy some gifts. I got to buy some Christmas gifts.
I got a Christmas gift suggestion for yeah. everyone out there, and it doesn't cost a penny.
Yeah.
Spend time with your family and loved ones,
mm-hmm.
and be nice to everyone you see.
I
Go
like
out
that.
Of your way to be nice. Because especially service industry people, this time of year is always stressful. It's yeah. more so in the pandemic
mm-hmm.
and the issues that we've had there. Go out of your way to be nice to everyone you see, and that is probably the best gift you can give anyone.
I like that. Yeah. like that.
And now, I'm going to endeavor to do it myself.
Now, I want to recommend volunteer. That's part of being nice, too.
I agree.
But there's so many
That's
people.
Giving back. That's a
There's
gift.
So many people. That doesn't cost anything.
Yeah. And that, you know, if it's strenuous, that doesn't mean you have to volunteer to go out and cut up lumber for people that don't have firewood.
Mm-hmm.
Volunteer at a museum. Be a docent.
You volunteer know? There. Volunteer to help feed people mm-hmm. in need, homeless,
yeah.
whatever.
Yeah.
Collect.
Yeah. It is so rewarding doing the extra work that doesn't come with a paycheck. Mm-hmm. That it's work you want to do because it helps people.
Well, what's nice is being able to do something for somebody that you know they will never be able to pay you back.
Yeah. That's oh, you like hanging that over them is what that is.
Have control.
Right. But just, there is something to be said. And you brought it up last week when you said cook them a meal.
Mm-hmm.
That may be the nice thing you do mm-hmm. for someone.
I've already seen on Facebook where people say, where can I volunteer to help cook for the homeless?
The Salvation Army is always there. There are a number of places that you can contact them, and if they're overloaded, because they do get overloaded.
But it's not always
rescue is another.
Yeah,
but it's not always the homeless. It's the people in need, who the elderly who
pack
have a home.
Pack up some lunches, take them to a hospital,
mm-hmm.
and give them to the nursing staff that has to work Christmas.
Feed the fire station.
Yeah, yeah. Run down the fire station with something other than chili. They get plenty of that.
Yeah,
and you know. You see a cop, buy him a Happy Meal, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the people that have to work.
Absolutely. Just give.
On those days.
Just give.
Yeah.
Give of your time, give of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Give.
Yeah, I agree. Is Cookie wanting to come back on real quick? Because we're about out of time, aren't we?
We got a minute or two.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, Cookie, did
yeah.
you have something else to say?
First of all, look, if you're working, if you're taking care of kids, if you're taking care of a house, if you're taking whatever, if you're doing housekeeping commercially, you're still working, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I just got to point that out. All right? and if you're helping people to get from one place to another, because, you know,
right.
everybody's got to get to these
yeah,
lessons.
Cab drivers,
or that
bus drivers, airline
but,
pilots. Yeah.
But primarily what I want to say is that you can play four reeds at once, and that's on harmonica. And I'm saying this now because this is a good time of year if people want to buy an inexpensive, relatively inexpensive gift for their kids or for their friends. You know, I might even buy one for y'all.
What, a saxophone?
Harmonica is a good, great reed instrument mm-hmm. to start with.
Yep.
Oh, cool.
And it's hard to get in the wrong key on a harmonica because
mm-hmm.
they only got
that
one.
Is not
except
true.
For a chromatic,
you
but we're getting
never
way too.
Harmonica. I'm sorry, my friend.
We can bend
no,
pitches and stuff, but for
about.
The most
okay.
part, what you don't get is a drum set for a hyper 7-year-old.
Or
anything. Yeah,
well, thanks for giving
know.
Us
Maybe
one
you don't
last.
Get one a little screening electronic toy, you know.
Well, thank you for being our living, breathing Christmas cookie this year.
Thank you, Cookie.
And thank you for being a living, breathing
stew.
Christmas duo. Thanks.
There you go.
That's a dynamic duo of dining. Thank you.
Peace
yes.
and love.
All right. Thank you a lot, Cookie, and Merry Christmas. Mike, we're wrapping it up, buddy.
Yeah. I hope everybody has a safe, happy Christmas.
Safe first, happy second.
Mm-hmm.
Bountiful third.
Bountiful, yes.
Yeah. Because you don't need bounty to have a happy or a safe Christmas.
Just to clean up.
And,
can I make it funny?
Hey, tell Roy I got Friday and Saturday off when we meeting at the Golden Nugget.
There you go. There you go. I have Friday off. Yeah. Hey, look.
folks. Get out there, swore a little, be local, buy local. Be kind. Give them your time.
Give them your time.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
And Merry Christmas and provolone.